Sorry, Howard, you weren't quite readable there. I don't know if the power level's just not up enough or just what's going on there, but you're not quite coming. You're bringing the repeater up, but there's not much audio there. So I'll go ahead and take a turn. So, yes, as Ron and Mike have indicated, many have indicated, we had the Friday Night Club meeting, and then we had breakfast there Saturday, and then we went about our own ways. And I could hear Ron testing radios on the air yesterday and so forth. And I was working on a circuit board for my grandson's printer, and I ended up changing out a 402 N-channel MOSFET. And I don't think I want to work on anything smaller than a 402. That was difficult. He got it hooked up, and I got a phone call this morning saying it works, so that's a good thing. I didn't really have a good way of checking it out. I could check continuity and all different legs of that MOSFET, but that's about it. I could check it out to the next component and so forth, and everything seemed to be okay. He ended up running his printer until he got a bunch of molten plastic all the way up into the fan, and it destroyed the extruder and everything else. It had a little runaway. Apparently, the extruder came unhooked, and kind of destroyed that, and they replaced the extruder and all that, all those pieces for it and everything else. And then they called me up, says, we still got a problem. I says, well, did you check the main board? And so, sure enough, he blew a MOSFET on the main board. And with that, we're going to go back up to KC8YVF, KC8BOA.